And welcome to episode 49. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I'm an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 6 times Amazon bestselling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will help you gain a comprehensive perspective about an educator who is data-driven and making an impact in more ways than one. My guest has a range of diverse experiences and knowledge. She has a passion for what she does and has worked with a multitude of educators throughout the span of her career. Her qualifications are unmatched and her training expertise is practical and comprehensive. My special guest is none other than Ms. Sarah Freer. Let me share a little bit more about her journey. Sarah Freer serves as co-founder and CFO of Reflective Pages Incorporated. She is the lead developer of Reflective Pages curriculum. Sarah has been recognized in the Watertown Public Opinion newspaper for providing guidance and lesson structure to a second grade teacher who implemented a lesson from Reflective Pages curriculum. Sarah has been in education for over a decade. As a well-diverse and data-driven teacher, Sarah has spoken at national and regional conferences and has also received numerous teaching awards, including the 2019 National University Teacher Award for demonstrating outstanding teaching and inspiration by supporting her students' social and emotional learning. Sarah's professional role also includes serving as a lead summer school curriculum developer, team lead, and instructional coach. Within these roles, she has provided professional development and curriculum instruction for K-2 in her district. During professional development in her district and beyond, she shows teacher strategies that she has received recognition for having student scores in the 80th percentile on the Northwest Evaluation Association assessment in reading and math. Ms. Freer believes every child has the mind to learn and the power to succeed and vows to continue to light the fire in every student she comes in contact with on her journey in education. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Ms. Sarah Freer, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest Amazon best-selling books. I'll be right back.
It's that time again. Calling all sons and daughters to appreciate your mom in the Patriots Pre-Mother's Day video competition. Create a 2-minute long video to showcase how much you love the special woman in your life. This includes mothers, grandmothers, and godmothers. There will be 3 winners and first place will earn an $100 gift card. Tune in on May 8th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. to see the winners. Hope to see you there.
Hi everyone, don't miss out on the Patriots Youth Summit hosted by the members of Patriots Nesby Junior Chapter on May 15th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We will participate in exciting workshops and competitions in aerospace, biomedical, cybersecurity, shipbuilding and engineering, and solar system. Prizes for each workshop are $50 for first place winners, $25 for second place winners, and $20 for third place winners. Registration is free for all Patriots members and $10 for non-members. For more information, call us at 301-925-9350 or visit our website at www.patriots-ttc.org. Hope to see you there.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest again is Ms. Sarah Freer. First, let me say congratulations, Sarah, on all of your success. I know that some of my listeners today will benefit tremendously from our conversation. Welcome to my show. And first, let me just check in to see how you're doing.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for having me here. This is amazing. This is such an honor. I'm doing really good. I've been busy in a good way. April has just been a blessing. Just last weekend, I was at Harris County Department of Education department in Texas for their A Day of Education Innovation. And Ron Clark was the lead for that. And I just had a pleasure being on that panel with him and so many household names in education. And it was a great time and it was very inspiring. So yeah, I just been working and just trying to do my best to do my part.
Well, I tell you, it is a delight and a pleasure for me to have you on my show. And I appreciate you being my guest. You are doing some amazing things. And I am just in awe with your ability to really impact student achievement. And not only that, but the social and emotional impact that you have made. And so tell us a little bit more about your journey and some other projects that you may have been involved in lately.
Thank you. I have been lately, I started off this summer. I got this award for 2019 for the Teacher of the Year. And then this summer, I was blessed with this opportunity to all summer just because of Zoom, right? So Zoom makes it so easy to travel everywhere. And I was meeting with school leaders and teachers all over the United States, really talking about the importance of social emotional learning, not just during this time, but even before, just how to really incorporate that in your lessons and every day. And that was such a blessing. And I've met some amazing people along the way. So from this summer up until now, I have been so busy on Zoom, whether it's consulting or speaking, I'm really talking to people about the importance of social emotional learning with students. I've also, with Reflective Pages, we have been building our curriculum, an ELA curriculum. It is not all the way developed yet where it's out there, but there are lessons where we've been creating where we call sub lessons to help teachers if they need to go back and work on certain standards. And so we are in the developing stage of that. So yeah, it's been good, but busy.
Well, it sounds like you've been quite busy. Congratulations on becoming the Teacher of the Year and all of the wonderful opportunities that you've had a chance to participate in. So you probably know that I work with a lot of educators, and also I come in contact with young people all the time. Especially working and giving back at a local high school. So tell me a little bit about your journey. How did you know what you wanted to do? How did you get started from when you graduated from high school?
When I graduated from high school, I knew that I wanted to be a teacher. It was just something I felt like I was called to do. I've always loved, like, even in Sunday school, where I could help the little ones and teach them lessons. And then I just always felt this love for education. I just love to learn. And I also did community service in high school. So I tell people in high school, sometimes you can find your passion or what you're supposed to do through community service. I'm really big on that. And so when I was doing community service in high school, I was serving at a local elementary school in Tacoma, Washington. So I'm from the West Coast. And as I was serving out there in an elementary school, I would read to the kids in the after school program or come to the school a little bit before dismissal because they got out later than high school. And so we would have story time, and I just knew that was it. And then also, I had saw at that time Ron Clark on Oprah. Okay. He had won the big award, the Disney Teacher Award. And he was on Oprah. And when I saw him and saw that story about how he moved from North Carolina to New York just off of passion of he wanted to help these inner city schools because he heard about how the kids weren't doing so well up there. Something in me was just like, yes, that is me. I just felt a strong connection to like, yes, that's what I want to do. And from that point on, when I went off to college, I knew that I wanted to teach. And I also knew that I wanted to be intentional of where I taught at and teach and serve students in Title I schools. And then when I was in college at North Carolina Central University for undergrad, we have to do community service. And I did community service in the local schools in Durham with the top teachers that also served in Title I schools to get more experience and hands-on.
Well, I tell you one thing, you said so many powerful things that you just shared with the listeners. I just want to mention some of those. You love education, and we can tell in your work and in what you say and what you share, and you love to learn. And I tell kids all the time, be a lifelong learner. You knew that you were called to be a teacher. And so finding your passion through community service and your passion of helping others. And I love it. I love it. You said the yes in you. You knew that. And so tell us about who inspired you.
So my inspiration truly comes from children. Like I said, it started from when I was doing community service. And even now, my students from the past are students that I have now are students that I might work with indirectly by supporting teachers and helping them. They inspire me daily because also it also goes to my parents that inspire me. And what I mean by that is since I'm so intentional about where I serve and what schools I work in, these children that I work with, sometimes they don't come from the best neighborhood or they have, you know, family issues, and we all have some issues, right? But when they come and you can light the fire in them and inspire them and tap into the way that they learn best, and you have that aha moment and they're persevering, that speaks volumes because they have experienced so many things that a lot of adults don't even experience. And we don't really understand what children are going through sometimes. We don't take time out. I feel like some people just be like, oh, well, they from that neighborhood. That doesn't mean that they have to stay there, you know? And with my parents, when I see those children, I see the hope of my parents. My mother, she came from a very poor background in North Carolina, a rural area, a little country town in North Carolina, where she was raised by her grandmother and all of her siblings. And she didn't know her father. She didn't know her mother. And despite of, you know, that void of missing as a child growing up, even though she had the love of her grandmother, my granny, she had so much love for her, but still the void of, you know, I wish I could, you know, have my mom and dad. And coming from a very poor background, she did not let that stop her. She persevered. And then my father grew up in DC in a rough area. Then him and my his family and my grandparents, everybody, they got a little bit more money. They worked hard. They moved them to PG County, where it was a little bit better, but still there was some struggles there going on with them. And with them, my parents raised me to understand good work ethic. And despite of what's going on, you persevere and you become out greater and your story will help other people. And they didn't let those struggles stop them, just like I see my students. They let that motivate them. They let that inspire them. They let them say, just because I'm XYZ or come from this neighborhood does not mean that I cannot be successful. And they just gave me so many jewels and tools as growing up, you know, just loving me. And I say this not to brag, but my parents, the fact that they were able to pay cash for me for undergrad, with no loans, no nothing, it's because of they wanted to give that financial wealth to us, my brother and I, and show us that you can strategize and pay and the importance of financial literacy to make it better for you guys and your children if you do these things. And that right there was just a beautiful moment that I don't take for granted, of how they set me up, not only for success in my career, but financially, by being able to put me through college. And they didn't come from nothing.
Oh, amazing. And thank you for being so honest and sharing, because, you know, people need to hear that. They need to hear the real struggles and the real stories. And parents are so important. And I tell parents throughout the span of my 30 plus years in the field of education, parents are their children's first teacher. So critical. And, you know, you talked about understanding work ethic and persevering and not letting any struggle that you encounter stop you. And so I just love that. So once again, tell us some more things that you can offer to young people, some advice about, you know, that you've learned from your experience.
Young people, a lot of times what I tell young people and my students is that you have to, when you're trying to figure out what you want to do in life, don't compare yourself to others, right? Don't compare yourself to others. Give yourself grace and time to figure out what it is that you want to do and find your passion. And you can do that through community service. You can do that by doing research on things that you might be interested of. I know there's this one student I had, he was in second grade at this time, and not too long ago, he wrote me, he's in college at North Carolina A&T, and his mother wrote me too. And they said that, Ms. Fair, thank you for helping me all the time in second grade by exposing me to different things in the classroom. And now I found my passion. I remember that. Like, he was, you know, someone that was always busy and he was funny. And so I would incorporate lessons that, like, you could act out, right? For example, we were doing lessons on writing. And one way that they would write their story is I would have them rewrite the ending of a book, right? And then they would get to act it out, or a play or something. And through those type of lessons, to take the curriculum and then make it fit for the students that sits in your room, he found his passion. So I tell students, find your passion by doing research or trying things, and you'll find your career. You'll find your love, because you want to do something that you love it and it doesn't feel like work, right? When I teach, it gives me everything. When I am able to consult with other educators and parents to help them with their child, it really does motivate me. And it doesn't feel like work, like draining. It feels rewarding. So you want to find something that feels rewarding for you.
Excellent. And thank you, Sarah. So much creativity. And I just hear that throughout this conversation. I love the fact that you said, don't compare yourself to anyone. Be passionate. You've mentioned that so many times, and give yourself grace and give yourself that time that you need. Do something that you love and it does not feel like work. Find your passion. So thank you. So you mentioned some of the challenges, but tell us perhaps maybe a challenge that you faced, and how did you overcome that?
A challenge that I faced was one of them that is one of my reasons of why I'm very passionate about teaching, is when I was in high school, in 11th grade, yes, it was 11th grade, I was in AP Honors English. I was so excited that I was in honors and I was about to get this college credit. And my teacher came up to me after class was like, Sarah, I need you to stay behind a little bit. I need to talk to you. And I said, okay. And she said, has anyone ever talked to you about your writing? And I was like, no. But in my mind, in my heart, I knew that I did have a struggle with writing as far as producing it at a certain time and things like that. And she said, well, I'm going to talk to your parents and I'm going to talk to the SPED teacher. And I was like, the special ed teacher? And she's like, I think you might have a form of dyslexia. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. She said, you have great ideas. You speak very well. But when we have in writing assignments that have to be done in class, I realize when that time is going up, sometimes your wording would be backwards. And I feel like there's something missing there. And yo, I cried. I was like, I'm not going to go to college if I take this test, if they say I have it. And she was like, I don't understand why you went through the system this long and no one has said nothing. But here's the thing. I always knew that I needed extra help, right? And so, and I, when I was in school, I asked, what year was that? I think it was like middle school. I asked for a tape recorder. I asked for a tape recorder because I knew my ideas were coming so fast and it seemed like it wasn't getting down on the paper like as fast, like I couldn't catch up. So I would literally record myself and pause and play it back and then write down my thoughts to make sure it all add up to I know what I wanted to say in my head. Because sometimes I would speak fast or think fast and it wasn't coming down on paper. I'm probably speaking fast now, I'm sorry. But so I did that. So but the thing about it, this, the other teachers, what they really didn't know, why they really couldn't see that, I believe, is because when I felt in class that pressure of in class assignments, since I was quote unquote the good student, the teachers would be like, you know, oh yeah, Sarah, you can go have extra time. I was like, yeah, can I just take this at lunch or could I take this home and bring it right back? I was like, I just need a little extra time. And sometimes when you have someone that's quote unquote the good student, I'm very sure that even with kids that are, you know, very kind and very sweet, but I also make sure I don't let that slide. And I really get to know their learning style, see if there is any struggle like mine of what they're doing. But they didn't take that time out. They was just like, oh, okay, well, when she's going to take it home. But I had to take it home because I couldn't produce it in class, right? So if I see something like that, now I'm very intentional of why might somebody is going through something or can't produce something in class, right? Whether it's something I'm not giving them, whether it's whatever their struggle is. And so that was a very hard time for me because I was always like this honor roll person. I made it to AP, but I overcame that. And when the teacher found out, when I told her that, oh no, all I need is my tape recorder. She was like, your tape recorder. And she was just in awe. And she's like, so all this time you've been asking, you know, to go home and you will record yourself. And I said, yes. And she was like, wow. So you clearly, you know, just helped yourself. And so that was a struggle of mine, but I overcame it with help. And just like I said, helping myself, being self-reflective at a young age and find a solution.
Well, I tell you, I can tell just from you, the work that you do, the way that you speak and just your passion. You took those AP classes, you took those honor classes, and you know what is so amazing? Out of your challenge came self-awareness, and you know you knew back then what you needed and you asked for the help. And so you have used your challenge in order to help others who are struggling. So we appreciate that. Now let's just think about your greatest success that you've experienced.
My greatest success that I've had experienced is just the love that I see for my students of them telling me that they love to learn. That is just so successful for me that I can inspire students to understand the process of learning, to love to learn, to not give up. And to see that on their standardized test, even though, you know, they, like I tell my students, you are more than just a number. You are more than just a standardized test. But this is a way that you can show society that you are great and that you do know this knowledge, right? Some students are successful on standardized tests. Some are not because of, you know, anxiety or they just don't test well. But to overall, though, when the students come back to me, or I have parents that come back to me, or other teachers that I've worked with, and their kid, their students write me letters of thank you letters of lessons that I have helped their teacher with, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, that is my success. That is my blessing. That is my gift that I just received and I left. That's my best success, is that I can truly inspire and help children to understand how they learn best and to have a love for learning so they can be a lifetime long learner.
Thank you for that. And I can tell you, I love it. And I just have to repeat that. And I've said this before in my journey, students, you are more than just a number. You are more than just a test. And I can tell you, Ms. Sarah Freer is a motivator and you are such an inspiration. So continue doing the wonderful things that you are doing. So Sarah, you know that Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant is all about sharing resources and helping others to achieve their goals. And so tell us maybe some more resources, some advice, how you're going to continue to make a difference in the future. Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
Wow. 5 to 10 years, I see myself really growing my business, really growing just in the field of education. I might not work traditionally in the classroom every day. And that is where I love, right? The classroom is my heart. It is magic. But even as a coach, the teachers be like, Ms. Freer, you just love teaching, because I just always ask to be like, oh, I can model a lesson. I was like, because I love being just in that teacher mode. But yeah, I see myself growing my business, expanding my knowledge to so many other teachers and students to inspire them, encourage them, and just help them become the best teacher that they can be so they can help develop the best students and find who they are in there. Also, with that, with the business tip, I would offer students to study books of like financial wealth, because I think financial literacy is really important. I think that if you understand how to invest in your money, how to save your money, just understand financial literacy, that you can save yourself a heart trouble, honey, when you get older and don't have to go through a lot of debt and everything like that. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a really good one that I recommend. I also would like this one book that I just read. It's an alumni from North Carolina A&T. And he just wrote this book and his story about how he started his own business and his struggles that he went through and success and how to get there. And that book is called Getting Into the Game of Sales by Brenton Edwards. It's a really good book. The subtitle is called Before You Buy This Book, Are You Going to Execute It? So it's like, are you going to execute this plan? And in this book, he really shows you how to set your goals with whatever type of business that you want to, online business, and how to set those goals, how to get the business started. What are some of the struggles that you might go through? But then he always gives you a plan and a resource to help you through that. So that's a really good book that I just love. I just read it. It is not too long. It's a really good one. So those are some things that I would offer students, is financial literacy books, and just also some health and wellness things for yourself, of taking time out to figure out how do you best You need that time to get your thoughts together, whether that's yoga, whether that is just playing music, whatever it is, just find some health and wellness tips to help you, because everyone needs that time for themselves. And that is okay. Does not mean that you're selfish, but you need just time to yourself to recenter everything.
And you know, I love the fact that you deviated from the classroom, even though the classroom is your heart. And this is important. And I've said it many times before, and also on many podcast shows, financial literacy, financial wealth is so important for our kids. They need to know now so that they can start investing. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad, when I started my business, I must admit that I read that book and it was a fabulous read. So definitely the health and wellness, I love it. So thank you so much. So Sarah, tell us how listeners can get in contact with you.
Thank you. Yes, you guys can find me on IG at Reflective Pages for my business page, or you can find me on Facebook, Sarah Frere, and you can contact me that way. Or if you want to email me, you can email me at sc.frere@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you if you need anything. And also, I would like to give away a book. If a subscriber would like it, please inbox me. And I would give away one of the resource books, the one that I spoke about how to start your business. I will give you that resource. It has some plans to help you and everything. So if you want to reach out, the first person that reaches out to me at sc.frere@gmail.com, or if you inbox me on Facebook, I would definitely give you a book.
Excellent. Thank you. And listeners, please get in contact with her because she is an awesome educator. And I know that great things are ahead. So Sarah, thank you so much for being on my show today to share with the listeners. Continue doing the awesome things that you're doing. And may God continue to bless you with making a tremendous impact. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Indeed. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.drsespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.